I think the one of the worst nightmare in the history that the shame on the government is the government has brought apartheid into the Aboriginal community. It's a reverse back in the history of the welfare regime. Now we experience the worst is yet to come, and still yet the worst is yet to come. We ask the all Australians, multicultural people, to walk with us to fight against the quest about the worst nightmare of intervention. This is not what we expected. This is not we are expected in the terms of the present day. We have suffered long. We have suffered back in, our people have suffered back in the late 20s, 30s and the 40s. This welfare system regime is back. The government should be shamed. It is apartheid that hit the Northern Territory.
Senator Milne, is this what you expected from a Labor government that your party has supported so strongly?
The Greens have never supported the Northern Territory intervention, and we don't support this legislation which undermines a stronger future for Aboriginal people. Unfortunately, both the Labor Party and the Coalition have moved so far away from the aspirations of all Australians who have so strongly said clearly we want to support Aboriginal people in self-determination, we want to support Aboriginal people in empowerment, in valuing culture, and instead of that we're seeing both political parties, Labor and the Coalition, moving away from that. Having said that, now is the opportunity in the Senate to change it. It is never too late, and I would certainly hope that the politicians in the Senate, and indeed the broader Australian community, listen carefully to that call to walk with Aboriginal people in opposing this legislation. This press conference today has been a collection of community groups, of churches, saying we want to walk with Aboriginal people. It's the Greens saying we want to walk with Aboriginal people, and the community now needs to join us in putting pressure on the Prime Minister and the Labor Party, but also on the Coalition, to say, recognise from all the evidence-based reports that the intervention has not done what it was supposed to do according to what they had said at the time. It has failed. The evidence shows that. Why would you move to something even more punitive when what you've done in the first place has failed? Mm. Time for a change of direction. The Greens will lead that process in the Senate, but it's going to take everyone across the country who wants to walk with Aboriginal people to actually take action now to make sure that this legislation does not pass.
Barb and George, could you tell us specifically what it is about the bills that you find so offensive? And could you also tell us what you'd like to see the government do instead?
Government has done no prior consent to the Indigenous people. There's been a lot of massive consultation, and there's been no effective communication with Indigenous people far and wide, to the east, to the north, to the west. There's been no prior consent. There's been no consultation. And to the Australian government, there's been no measures taken down to accept what we want in our community. It's never been told. It's never been expected to be introduced in many forms of conference and so on, whatever. This Australian government has never had a prior consent to the vast 73 Indigenous communities.